Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today we're doing a subject, or continuing with the subject called He Gave Gifts Unto Men, and we're doing part 10 from 11-part series, and we're covering the topics, the ministries of helps, the ministry of tongues and interpretation, the ministry of the exhorter, the ministry of giving. These topics will all be covered today in this one part. Let's start with the ministry of helps. Probably the best explanation of helps ministry is found in the related list in Romans chapter 12, verse 8, those who show mercy. In the Amplified Bible translates Romans 12, he who does acts of mercy with genuine cheerfulness and joyfulness and eagerness. The one who helps must have the real equipment and divine grace and power. Acts chapter 6, verses 1 to 6, describes the appointing of 7 men to serve as deacons in the helps ministry. The ministry of music functions as a helps ministry to support the fivefold ministry. The ministry of music is not distinctive. It is a ministry of helps in operation. God can use talent if that talent is handed over to him to be used by the person. Let's now go to the ministry of tongues and interpretation. What the Word of God is talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28 and 30, is the ministry to others through tongues and the interpretation as a ministry. The ministry of diversity of tongues is not a ministry of its own private benefit. The ministry of tongues and interpretations is to be ministered in the public assembly in order to bless and help others. Speaking in tongues in a personal prayer life is primarily a devotional gift. Paul said to the church at Corinth, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18, showing it was primarily a devotional gift to be used in the believer's prayer life in worship to God. Let us now go to the next topic, the ministry of the exhorter. The primary motivation of the exhorter is to bring encouragement either by way of comfort or by stirring up believers. The exhorter stirs up the lost to be saved. Let us now go to the next topic, the ministry of giving. Serve God with spiritual gifts. We find this in Romans chapter 12, verse 8. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one of us a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith or ministry. Let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with the liberty, he who leads with diligence, show mercy and cheerfulness. Giving was as much a recognized ministry as teaching or healing in the early church. This is a ministry, the ministry of giving. I hope these topics today have somewhat cleared up misunderstandings in your Christian walk, and I thank you for being with me, and God bless.